T-minus 41. Drive-in, Birchwood, Colorado. With the overnight news having relayed a more sedate public response to Leisha's violent outburst than Phil Norris expected, he gladly reopened New Care Grillin' for its ever-popular Sunday brunch. Tables were typically booked out weeks in advance, and today was no exception, but police announcements of additional security measures in and around Birchwood had hit the bottom line by scaring some families off. Those who had turned up smiled and laughed like it was any other day, posing for pictures beside the memorabilia that lined the walls and immediately posting them online to boast about their visit before it was even over. The financial hit caused by the empty tables was frustrating for Phil, but in the grand scheme of things, it was nothing to lose sleep over. The principle of the thing annoyed him more than anything. He understood why roadblocks between the drive-in and the residential streets deeper into Birchwood were needed on busy days like this, but since all of his visiting patrons came from out of town and often out of state on Sunday mornings, the blocks didn't even affect them. The previous night's announcement that Emma would be appearing on Focus 2020 had led to these additional security checks and roadblocks. Since any kind of media story tied to Birchwood inevitably brought hordes of alien enthusiasts who seemed to be forever seeking excuses to show up. The past 24 hours had reminded Phil that money wasn't quite everything in any case, with post-Leisha concern for his close friends, the McCarthys, canceling out an economic boom that would normally have had him smiling from ear to ear. The source of Phil's overnight economic upswing was simple. Growing concerns about the messengers and their uplift powers, more specifically, had resulted in a huge surge in the street price of a 20-year-old gadget known as the Greater X 3000. Phil, having sensed that such a surge was coming even before the events in Argentina, and having invested heavily while he could, had been proven correct in his hunch. The moment he had been waiting for actually came a few hours before Leisha's fearsome display of power, when Blitz Online featured a translation of the Hungarian interview with Alan Greatorex himself, in which the aging inventor posited his belief that the device's unique design and the no longer legal strength of its radio transceiver could make it an effective basis for a new mind-proofing device capable of guarding against the buzzword of the day, telepathic intrusion. With the shooter's violent demise having highlighted the possibility that the messengers might not always act in the peaceful and somewhat predictable manner most people had come to expect, this double whammy of Greatorex's comments and Leisha's gruesome action had created a true feeding frenzy within online selling platforms. The rarity and desirability of the Greatorex 3000 had become a story in itself, which naturally drove prices even higher as those who Phil saw as casuals with more money than passion for prepping entered the market. He would bleed a few of them dry in good time, perhaps the following day, but today he had a rare invitation to spend time with the McCarthys while Emma tackled Blitz News and its hysteria on Focus 2020. At the end of his grill's weekly brunch hours, Phil Norris locked up for the rest of the day and made his way to his car. He emerged to find a very different scene in the parking lot than the one he passed through at the start of the morning, with several large news vans and several hundred citizens now waiting at the edge of the lot. The largest van of all was adorned with the Blitz News logo, and Phil's emergence brought its obnoxious cameras charging forward for comment. As he saw the camera lights turn red, he got into his car and drove carefully towards the lot's exit. A handful of attendant police officers kept the crowd penned at either side of the junction, which led to the main road, but one microphone-wielding lunatic dashed out from a gap in the cordon and all but threw himself onto the hood of Phil's car. Phil slammed his brakes, fighting the urge to get out and set the fool straight. He rolled down his window and looked directly at him. "I'm not going to comment," Phil said. "Get out of my way." "You're not going to comment?" The reporter snapped back in an irritatingly snarky tone. "So, Mr. Norris, you don't see anything wrong with the McCarthys trying to present a killer alien as a friendly teddy bear?" Too aware of the live cameras to let his feelings come out, either verbally or physically, Phil gritted his teeth and accelerated away, taking reluctant care to not run the idiot over. "Shit-peddling scumbags," he seethed under his breath. He glanced in the rearview mirror and saw two police officers belatedly pushing the man back behind the cordon, probably having been reluctant to make any more of a scene than necessary. Phil didn't mind that part. He knew Blitz loved nothing more than playing the victim card of fighting the ill-defined establishment forces they loved to complain about so much. What he minded was Blitz's incessant drive to find drama, or create some when there was none to be found. As he drove home to take care of a few things before heading to see the McCarthys, Phil grew increasingly glad that Emma would soon have the chance to once and for all put Jan Geller, queen of Blitz's bullshit, to the sword. The other thought in his mind, however, was that he certainly didn't envy the task.